the left and their ability or their desire to engage with anyone who's not already in the bubble. And they get a big fat D minus on that.
I couldn't agree more.
Right.
This is Bill Maher talking with Quentin Tarantino. And I will warn you in advance, there's about to be a lot of bleeps. There's about to be a lot of censoring. But the point of Bill Maher's commentary is that Kamala Harris has been brought on as, like, don't pay any attention to anything that she's ever said or done before, except for when she was a prosecutor. That's okay. And we're not going to do interviews. We're not going to, and Democrats in general are not going to talk outside of our bubble. We're not going to talk with people out here. And he's raising this objection of, why is she not doing interviews, even coming on my show where I'm a supporter?
And you see, Kamala, I mean, I'm glad she's doing well. I'm glad we have a real fight now for president. But doesn't talk to the press, you know, would never go near me. And I'm, you know, when you won't go near the people who are going to vote for you,
yeah.
I'm going to vote for you. Do I have to love everything? No, I don't. It just shows they're afraid. And you're right. I see it so more much.
Well, hold on. I don't. Okay. You know what? I don't see her. Well, there's no reason for her to go on your show before the election, but I can actually see her.
Yes, there is. Because I speak to the exact voter she needs, the person who is in the middle.
Okay. First of all, who's in the middle? I mean, I get in a lot of elections there might be people undecided because you might not know who the school board candidates are. Are there really people out there who aren't sure between Trump and Harris? Or between Trump and Biden? Are there who? But okay, so he's taking the view, you know, Bill Maher is taking the view that there are persuadables out there, and she needs to capture those because they haven't made up their mind which way they're going to vote. I still find it hard to imagine that there are such people in this world. But okay, let's imagine he's right. And what he's saying is, you know, she ought to do these interviews, especially with me, because she has political value in terms of doing them that she could capture. Quentin Tarantino says, why should she do the interviews? What's the advantage to her of doing the interviews? And this is the one where, I mean, I think I got everything censored out of this one, but good Lord, talk about a person who can't get four words out without swearing. Quentin Tarantino, for otherwise being a genius, has this problem. So this is his commentary on why Kamala Harris shouldn't do interviews, maybe even, he doesn't say it, but maybe even shouldn't do the debates.
There's nothing you said that isn't right, all right? And there's definitely nothing you said that isn't right in a normal election cycle. I mean, it's irrefutably right in a normal election cycle where you have a year to set your case. I think there's just all about winning the election, all right? And then the easiest path to winning the election, look, you can talk about maybe she should have had more guts about this or that and the other, but we're the president.
Right.
And Trump's not the president, and we're the president, and now it's going to be about this. But this is about winning. What most people don't give the Democrats enough credit for, all right, but we give the Republicans credit for, it's like, no, sometimes it's just about winning. And it doesn't matter how we look at this moment. It's about winning.
Right.
This is about winning.
Yep. No, it is.
It's a mad dash, and she is running, and she's not stopping to stumble.
And you know what?
And there's nothing wrong with stopping this. I'm going to vote for her anyway, no matter what she says in a stupid interview.
Exactly.
So don't shut up.
So you see what I mean? I had to intervene just a little. But what's he saying? He's saying the only thing that matters is winning. And it doesn't matter if people think you did it inappropriately. It doesn't matter if people think you should have done more interviews or more debates. It doesn't matter. If you're in the office, you're in the office, and that is all that matters. Okay. Everybody who participates in the culture of American political discussion, debate, voting, all of it. We all have a mutual obligation to curate, to protect, to perpetuate the thing itself. the discussion space, the free speech, the participation, the ideals of engaging with your opponent, of tolerance, of respect, of honesty, of integrity, of reason, of trying to understand, like all of that stuff that makes our political landscape what it is. Much of it we do very badly. But we criticize those who do it badly because they are eroding that space. They're chipping away at or fraying the fabric of the political community that this country is supposed to be. And so at any moment, in any way that you discuss politics, let's say, or culture in general, you're either helping strengthen and nurture and encourage and cultivate a healthy political landscape, or you are taking away from that. Why do I get on Trump so much? Because he takes away from it so much. But this is the same problem. Win at all costs, but when you won, it's a Pyrrhic victory because, let's say she basement Bidens it, okay? She just hides until the election. And let's say she gets elected. What did you do? You made democracy worse. No, she protected democracy. What, by avoiding it? It's a healthy, reasonable expectation that candidates for public office will show up and talk to the voters. It's why we have a First Amendment. The First Amendment is not about you expressing your viewpoint about which food is the best or whether Red Lobster cheddar biscuits are the best or anything, or music. It's about politics. It's about protecting the ability to persuade and reason and share political ideas. Political speech is core First Amendment stuff. And if you have a candidate that says, I'm just not going to participate in democracy, not in the not going to let people vote sense, but I'm just not going to talk. Because talking might harm my candidacy, especially when I've got such a high negative opponent that I can just talk or send out information about how bad he is. I don't have to do debates. I don't have to do interviews. I don't have to show up. The only thing more horrible than her doing it this way is if she wins and teaches the lesson that you don't have. It's the same criticism I had for Trump not debating his fellow Republicans because he was so far ahead in the polls. Strategically, makes sense. Why take the risk of showing up to these debates with people that you are already beating so soundly? Because it's your obligation to play the game, to participate, and to show us who you are. This is how we pick candidates. So for him saying this, aside from all of that and degrading the culture of democracy, how bad a candidate must they believe she is that the only thing she can do is screw up? And that their number one, or his number one belief for her is...
Exactly.
So don't f*** shit up.
Because that's all she's capable of. Wow. It was an incredibly revealing bit of profanity. John Pickens has got traffic for us. John?
Wow. Okay. So we have an accident right now on West 9 Mile Road at Pine Forest Road. So if you're heading westbound, you're going to see a major delay right before you get to the entrance of the interstate. And then speaking of I-10, still seeing some delays as you, not as bad as they were earlier, but from Pine Forest down, you're going to see just maybe a 5-minute delay. Other than that, traffic's good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Hey, speaking of the value of an education, the value of knowing how to express things and the importance of understanding these things, Pensacola State College, a great place to do personal enrichment if you want to gain a skill or an exposure, or you want to take an English class, learn how to write, learn about theater, learn about history or politics or any of that kind of stuff. Or if you have a career change in mind and you want to work on that, or you know, you want to get your associate's degree, maybe you never have done that, or you're a high school student and you want to do dual enrollment, that means you get high school credit and college credit at the same time, so that if you go off to university, you've gone with, you know, a lot of your prerequisites taken care of. That's what my kids did. We've got two that are already through PSC into university and one that's just starting. And I just think PSC is a great alternative for them, for especially for homeschool students, because, you know, what are they going to do? Go from homeschool to getting dumped in the middle of a college classroom with no real experience in that environment? No. PSC is a great kind of transitional point. Plus, their student focus, you know, they're there to teach, not to do research, and then they also have to teach. So we've had great experience. Our kids, wonderful experience at PSC. Find out what PSC can do to help you. They've got Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, Downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what they can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon, the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle. This back-to-school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/TC17+. End September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
News Radio Pensacola is the best place to reach informative, local, and dependable listeners. But did you know you can reach sports fanatics on one of our family of radio stations, ESPN Pensacola? It's our area's top place to reach sports fans.
Hi, my name is Sean Salmon, and I am the owner of Maynard's Donuts and Coffee on 9 Mile with 2 locations there. The team at ESPN Pensacola has been fantastic to work with, offering us creative and effective advertising solutions that resonate with the local sports community.
To have your business reach sports fans today, call 850-262-6000.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
I try to discover
good morning, 8:22 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A student is dead after an apparent murder-suicide at Rice University in Texas. The university police there say officers found a junior, Andrea Rodriguez Villa, dead from a gunshot wound at a residence hall. A man believed to be her boyfriend was found nearby from a self-inflicted gunshot. That led to a shelter-in-place order. Classes and campus activities were canceled yesterday due to that. The investigation continuing into a cyber attack that disrupted services in Seattle-Tacoma at their airport over the weekend. The nature of that cyber attack not clear, but efforts continue to restore computer systems at that airport. And 90s rock giants Oasis are reuniting after 15 years.
The Gallagher brothers, the band's lead figures, both shared the news on their social media. Their fallout and much publicized feud was at the heart of the band's breakup and the main obstacle to a reunion.
That is Simon Gaitan. The band has apparently now signed on to play 14 shows, all of them in the UK and Ireland, and a 30th anniversary reissue of their 1994 album, Definitely Maybe, is due out this coming Friday.
All right, David. Interesting news. Thanks so much for the update. 8:23 here on News Radio 92.3. If you're an employer, you've got employees, then you've got to deal with health insurance and dental and vision and life and disability and human resources and payroll, and you just sitting there in the car on your way to work thinking, Andrew, shut up. I don't want to think about that stuff. I hate that stuff. That stuff's annoying to me. I understand, but solve the annoyance. Find somebody who likes doing that and can help you do it better for your employees. Look, nobody gets into business to run that stuff, right? You get into business because you want to, what? You want to build houses, or you want to service cars, or you want to provide legal assistance or whatever. And then you discover that as your business grows and you have employees and then you have all this to deal with. Well, Torgerson Causey, they're a little weird, okay? They actually got into business because they like this. And they're nerd good at it. I mean, they really are good at it. In fact, we've been using them here for several years at News Radio and Cat Country, and they've been fantastic. They gave us options for our insurance plans that we did not have before. They've given us customer service that we, didn't realize could be as good as it is. Like, my wife likes to ask questions. She's an industrial engineer, okay? Smartest woman I ever met. That's why I married her. And she asks questions a lot of times. She's like, these aren't going to be the insurance agents for us, or that she just resigns herself to the disappointment sometimes is the case. Not with Torgerson Causey. She asks questions. They have answers. If they don't have it immediately, they get back to us, always answering details. She's like, thumbs up. And my wife, you work hard to get a thumbs up from my wife. So if she approves of them, you will not be disappointed. Find out what they can do to help you. Have them come in and do a no-obligation review of what your business is doing right now. Torgerson Causey, 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now, but we are seeing some delay if you're on I-10 eastbound heading toward Highway 29. We've got some delay through that construction zone, but just a little. Also, if you're on Burgess headed toward Highway 29, both east and westbound directions are having some major backups right there. That everything else is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
This has been the dirtiest campaign I've ever in my 50 years seen. I hope that some of the people will be sued. I hope some of the PACs will be brought down. And I hope that in Santa Rosa County, we do not ever do this again. Win on your own merit or sit down.
I played the wrong music. It's not the Milton City Council meeting. This is the Santa Rosa County Commission drama. Same player, different drama. Sherry Chapman, who frequents both meeting spaces, and, you know, sometimes the same actors show up in different performances. But this is... I'm sorry. I know. My Milton City Council people are like, that didn't happen in our place. I apologize. Anyway, dirtiest campaign in 50 years. She wants people sued, want PAC shut down. I couldn't agree more. I mean, this has been... This has been an absurd election, but I do feel like every election season it's kind of like that. You know, we talked about the mailers earlier and how there ought to be an opt-out for mailers and, you know, that people hate the mailers. I think if you were a candidate for office and your whole platform is, I am running for office and I will never send you a mailer, I think you'd just get elected on that alone because of all the landfill space and the waste of money. Oh, my God, the lies and the exaggeration. And who reads them anyway? Anyway, in this conversation, Tina Pentner made a comment.
I do not normally come up here, but I want to say this election, as Ms. Chapman has stated, has been vile. It has hurt families. It has hurt individuals. It has even hurt me as a citizen of Santa Rosa County. I don't like bickering with anybody. If you have problems, you take it up with that person. You don't send out hate mail, lies, vicious lies. You don't post things on postcards and put them in people's mailboxes. I wish there was a way to fix that, because I would.
We all wish there was a way to fix that.
I just want to say I hope in this next 4 years to come that we have a lot more peace in this county, because we sure need it today.
Boy, we do. In both counties and across the nation. Angie Carter, somebody I don't typically agree with much, but these are the right things to say, even after the election's over.
So all of us need to look within ourselves today where we have failed, because we all have failed. And instead of coming here to gloat, or instead of being angry or whatever, prideful, what we need to do is turn that inward and say, how can we do better? Because we sit up here and we talk about, and we all do it because most of us here are Republicans, oh, the Democrats are dividing our country. And the Democrats say, oh, the Republicans are dividing our country. But the truth of the matter is we're all dividing our country. We're all tearing each other apart. We're all fighting and infighting. And it's got to stop. It's time to be Americans. We are Americans first. We are human beings first. And it is time to stop pointing fingers. It's time to stop thinking that there's a justification to an end to all means, or means to all end. It is time to heal this community, and I'm appealing to all of us to take a look within, and let's turn a different direction.
Thank you.
Hard to do, but worth saying. And, yeah, I loved her line about how Democrats think Republicans are tearing us apart, Republicans are think Democrats, but we are tearing us apart. You know, we are. And, yeah, man, this is, you know, sort of basic principles, right? Listen, be reasonable, give as much grace as you can. Man, I fail on this stuff all the time. But my one consolation is, yeah, but you don't know how mean I really want to be. It's, you know, it might look like a 6, but I'm telling you it's a 3. It's, John, confirmed?
Confirmed.
I exercise so much restraint. Oh, my God. You have no idea how much restraint. Now, I can't get it down to a 1, but, it's, you know, at least you're not getting it. You're not getting it at a 6. So, what was the Black Eyed Peas song? Be nice. Be nice. Be nice. As much as you can. Get along with one another. It's kind of biblical.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. An admission from Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg that the Biden-Harris administration pressured Facebook to censor Americans' COVID content in 2021, including humor and satire. The White House responds the administration encouraged responsible action to protect public health. Arkansas Republican Congressman French Hill tells Fox.
We don't want censorship out there skewing information that Americans need to have, vital information about choices.
Zuckerberg admits to the House Judiciary Committee in hindsight the White House pressure was wrong and he regrets complying. The Israeli military says it's rescued a living hostage from the Hamas October 7th attack in a complex operation in southern Gaza. Candidate Donald Trump says if elected, he will create a Space Force reserve to big applause from the National Guard convention in Detroit. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, it is partly cloudy, another beautiful morning here, 82 degrees in Pensacola today. An area Winn-Dixie store is closing soon. It's going to be converted into an Aldi location. The store at 312 East 9 Mile Road is closing late next month. Aldi Corporate releasing a statement thanking customers for their loyalty to the store. Over the years, the company says they're prioritizing Winn-Dixie's employees for positions at the new store. The changeover coming after Aldi purchased Winn-Dixie earlier this year. Now, if this was your go-to grocery store, but you're new to Aldi, there's only one thing you really need to know when the store does reopen. Bring a quarter for your shopping cart. Don't worry, you get it back when you return the cart, though. When talking about government road projects, you don't hear the phrase ahead of schedule too often, but that is the word on the Highway 164 widening project. The final phase of the $1.25 million project beginning today. The end goal, widening just over 2 miles of the road from 97 to Green Village Road. And then north to 29, traffic will be reduced to a single lane as the construction continues. Work is expected to be complete there by mid-September. Escambia County deputies investigating after several fights happened recently at the Pine Forest High School football games. Sheriff Chip Simmons telling Channel 3 there were at least 10 fights involving mostly young females at last Friday's game. Investigators are now reviewing video footage, and they say charges could be possible for some of those teens. The school district says they were disappointed by the altercations, but thankful for their partners in law enforcement. It looks like Pensacola and two other Red Lobster restaurants in Florida now on the list to be closed after a bankruptcy filing earlier this summer. The chain had already closed about 100 locations, including 17 across Florida, but Pensacola's location had so far remained open. In a court filing last week, though, Red Lobster listing 23 new locations that they're hoping to close, including the 9th Avenue location here in Pensacola, also the Fort Walton Beach location, and one in Port Richey. The chain blaming inflation and expensive leases. Members of a House task force took a tour yesterday of the assassination attempt site for former President Donald Trump in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania Republican Mike Kelly says both sides of the aisle in the task force are working together.
There's not one person on this conference that's identifying just as a Republican or a Democrat. We're identifying as members of Congress on a task force with a task to restore the faith and trust and confidence the American people have to have.
And the July 13th shooting at the Butler Farm Showgrounds killed one person, left Trump and two others injured as well. Their final report due out by December. And two Florida legislators are in that task force, Democrat Jared Moskowitz and Republican Laurel Lee. And Ben Sasse will reportedly continue collecting millions of dollars from the University of Florida for several years to come. This after the former university president's severance package was released yesterday. It shows he'll be getting more than $1 million a year through 2028 and even beyond. He resigned last month as president, but is continuing to work with the school as the president emeritus, professor, and external advisor to the chair of the Board of Trustees. He says he resigned because of his wife's health. The Tampa Bay Times also reporting he and his family will continue getting health insurance until he finds a job with comparable coverage. It's 8:35 now, News Radio 92.3, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Direct Auto. Car insurance too pricey? Get around town with affordable coverage. Stop compromising. Keep driving with Direct Auto. Get a free quote at directauto.com. Still seeing some delays on I-10 eastbound as you're approaching the Highway 29 exit through that construction zone and even past it. Seeing some more delays too, just volume right there. So just be aware of that. Other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
It is going to be a warm and humid day today. Temperatures warming up near 90 degrees. Feeling more like the upper 90s to triple digits. 40% chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon and early evening. As you head overnight, temperatures dropping near 78. Another 40% chance of rain on that Wednesday. High near 90 degrees, low near 78. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we do have partly cloudy skies. 82 in Pensacola, 79 in Gulf Breeze, 82 in Milton. Your money now. This morning, our markets are down at the opening bell. The Dow's down 65 points at 41,174. S&P 500 down 15 points at 56,02. The NASDAQ down 82 points at 17,643. 10-year bond rate is up slightly at 3.85%. Gold price is up, down $14.50. At $25.40.70, silver price is down 17 cents, $29.83 this morning. And Bitcoin down just over $1,100 at $62,327. Apple's expected to launch its iPhone 16 at an event September 9th, tagged It's Glow Time, the event taking place at the Steve Jobs Theater in Apple Park, and it'll also be streamed online, but it's not quite clear yet what Glow Time actually refers to. Reports indicate that embedded artificial intelligence is expected to be a key feature of the new phone. A historic SpaceX mission temporarily on hold. The company announcing yesterday they've postponed the launch of the Polaris Dawn mission that was set to blast off this morning from the Kennedy Space Center, but they're still dealing with a helium leak there. It is 8:37, our next news at 9 o'clock, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Why service your firearms? Well, here's why. Regular cleaning and maintenance isn't just about keeping your firearm accurate. It's about ensuring they operate reliably when you need them most. When it comes to firearms, Jim's is the trusted choice. They consistently deliver top-notch service to keep your guns in peak condition. So swing by Jim's Firearms and discover why they're the industry's go-to experts. Stay safe. Stay accurate. Visit Jim's Firearms today. Located at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento, near the back gate of NAS, or online at jimsfirearms.net. Tune in today at 10 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when guests from Pensacola State College will be on the show talking about registration, campus tours, financial aid, certificate programs, baccalaureate programs, and everything in between. And 92% of students graduate loan-free. You won't want to miss this show on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hi neighbors, this is Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Thank you for having faith in me and showing your support during this primary election. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships to ensure that we have a professional and productive board. Let's move forward. The future is bright for Santa Rosa County.
Join Gulf Coast Kids House on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9:30.
Executive Director Stacey Kostovicki, along with Rachel Smith, will be here to talk about their No Child Abuse training, as well as upcoming events, including the Dragon Boat Races on October 12th, the Steak Cook-Off on October 11th, and Brunch and Bubbles on October 27th. That's all on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio 92.3, working for you. Informative.
Vic Scott running away with it. 87% of the vote at this point. Matt Gaetz.
Local.
Hey, sure. Vicki Campbell, how you doing? Popping any champagne at this point or what?
Yes, sir. We sure are.
Dependable.
We actually have some big numbers coming in right away, don't we, sir?
Surprising.
Up to the minute, down to the wire.
Board of County Commissioners, District 1, Steve Stroberger beating Jeff Burgos.
Election coverage that's informative, local, dependable. News Radio 92.3.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, John. This is
this is
big stuff we're about to do.
Okay.
This is big, important stuff we're about to do. I think I've discovered a whole arena that's racist and we didn't even know it.
Do what?
Yeah, I think I've discovered a whole realm where it's something racist and nobody ever talks about it. Okay. So here's my question for you. If I ask you for an olive.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of olive do you give me?
Well, I only like black olives, so I would give you the black olive. I don't like
completely
green olives.
Thwarting my whole exposition here. This is why we don't.
I know.
Okay. Let me back up and ignore what you've just said. Here's my theory. Tell me if I'm wrong. 437-1620. You don't say, here's a green olive. You just say, here's an olive. But if it's black olives, you do say black olives. Because even you said black olives, right? So I think that when somebody says, here's an olive, you assume it's green because you're racist. Not racist, really, because it's black. But in the sense that I think we use a color descriptor for one and not for the other.
This is deep thinking.
It's not. My question is, do you need, this is, we're going to get super dumb here for a second. You ready? 437-1620. This is actually the question of the day. Do you need to say green olive or do you just say olive? Unless it's a black olive or a Kalamata olive or something else. And my theory is, I've discovered that I'm wrong apparently in your household, is here's an olive. For you means a black olive.
Mm-hmm.
But here's an olive in my mind is always going to be a pitted green with a pimento in it. Yeah. And if it's not pitted, you'd have to say that. Because if, hey, I got an olive for it, and you're like, is it pitted? Of course it is. I didn't tell you it wasn't pitted. You assume that. Is it green? Of course it is. I didn't have to tell you. That's the default setting. 437-1620, 437-1620. So, oh, I've already got good text coming in. So, what's the protocol if somebody, do you have to say green olive or do you just say olive unless it's a black olive, a Kalamata olive, or some weird kind of olive or different? You know, is black or Kalamata the weird? And of course, Kalamatas are also black, although they're more like purple almost really in color. You know, green is the default. 437-1620. 437-1620. Somebody says, but there's more than one kind of black olive. Okay. All right. I mean, I'll believe you unless you include Kalamata olives, which, by the way, are the best. Kalamata olives. Oh, what?
I've never tried them.
Stop it.
No, never have.
You love black olives and you've never had a Kalamata olive?
No.
Today. Go buy a jar today and you'll thank me later. Trust me. It's like super potent black olive flavor.
Really?
Is the best way I can describe it. Yeah, if you like black olives, trust me, you'll thank me later. 437-1620. Somebody here says, I ask you, I have two types of olives, green and black. Which one would you like? Okay. You go overboard to clarify. Somebody here says, what about licorice? Oh, good point.
that is.
What is licorice? Is it black licorice? Or is red licorice licorice? Or what's the default, right? Mm-hmm. Do you say red licorice? Because I think
I would say
it's
red.
Licorice and black licorice.
Correct.
And red licorice, who says red licorice? It's just licorice, right?
Right.
Why do we always feel the need to specify that something's black? That's going to be the money quote from the show right there. Yeah, somebody says, it doesn't matter what you say, you're not getting an olive from me. It's staying right there in my martini glass. Oh. Like that. That's fair. Okay. Here's some rice. Brown rice or white rice?
Or fried rice.
Well, but that's a state, not a color.
Oh, I just like fried rice.
Okay. But, okay. Here's chicken with rice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, white rice, unless it's you specify rice. That it's a rice of color. You know, brown rice.
Fried rice.
It's the brown rice.
I'm sticking with it.
I mean, there's no black rice. And there might be. I don't know. some obscure thing.
I'm not going down there.
So, you know, white, green, red are the defaults. Brown and black, you need the descriptor. Let's see, 437. Somebody here says, I say green olives or black olives because I hardly ever use either one. Pitted or unpitted. And that's another example where you assume it's pitted. Which, by the way, of course, pitted means without the pits. It's one of those irony you drive on the parkway and you park on the driveway kind of things. Yeah. Pitted means the pit's been removed, which, you know, instead of like embedded with a pit or something like that. Somebody says olives of color. Oh, they got that phrase before I got it. I like that. Somebody says I see a protest being arranged for our local Publix. Somebody else says, I've always just called them olives. I've never thought about the color. Welcome to my world. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. Actually, I-10 and 110 are flowing smoothly. We are seeing some delays around the Pea Ridge area, both the eastbound and westbound directions over there in Pea Ridge. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. I feel like we're going to get the licorice of color, the rice of color, the olives of color, you know, all of that. Black olives matter. I mean, we're going to get all kinds of stuff come out of this show, I think. All kinds of stuff. See, I told you it was going to mostly be about racism and also nothing at all about racism at all. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, trying to decide if now is the time, you know, interest rates are shifting, market demands are shifting. What's going on at the $700,000 range might be different from what's going on at the $400,000 range or in Gulf Breeze versus Cantonment or Pace versus Warrington. All of these things are things I don't know. These are all things that Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Reinke Realty, they know cold. They study it all the time. They pay attention to this. They're kind of fanatical about it. And here's the thing. When the market's hot, it's helpful to have a real estate agent because they can maximize, you know, your position. But when the market's not as hot is when you really benefit from having a good real estate agent because they can definitely make a difference between sale or no sale, deal or no deal, what price, all of that kind of stuff. They sold 175 homes last year. That's a pretty spectacular track record. Christina Leavenworth's been doing this for, gosh, I want to say it's been about 6 years, something like that. I always get these numbers wrong in my head. I ought to write down the date, but I didn't. Maybe I will in the future. 723-9158. She'd love to meet you, just talk to you, and you know, help you understand kind of what situation you're in and make a good choice for you. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Reinke Realty. Back to the text messages over the question of do you specify that it's a green olive, or is that taken for granted that you specify when it's a black or a Kalamata olive? And what exactly is an olive of color if green is a color too? 437-1620, rice, jasmine rice, all the different varieties of rice. Somebody texts in chocolate milk, strawberry milk, or milk. Yeah. Oh, we're on to something here, right? It's, you don't say white milk. Give me some white milk. What? You know, you don't have to specify that. Black Monday, black market. I mean, you know, there's actually a longer conversation we had about that. Somebody says, my stepdad is from the Netherlands. If he offers me licorice, I already know it's black licorice, which is horrible. I like red licorice Twizzlers. My wife loves Twizzlers, and nobody with any taste buds ever eats black licorice. So you're right about that. 437-1620.
We've got one right here that says, this is for me. Do you like fry rye with mixed vegetables? Fry rye, mixed vegetables. Did you get it? Do you want mixed vegetables? They say.
I don't understand what that.
Fry rye.
I get that.
Fry rye, mixed vegetables.
Somebody says, understand if I'm getting shiitake mushrooms, or I assume I'm getting shiitake mushrooms if you tell me it comes with mushrooms. Why? That's not the norm. That's the abnorm. That's a good word, though, right? Spanish rice, Mexican rice versus just rice. 437-1620. Somebody says, I have a very good friend who likes black olives. That's proof I'm not racist. It's having the friend. That's good. I like that. 849 on News Radio 92. I know lots of black olives. Come on. I'm not a racist. I know lots of black. Sorry. These are the things we all. I know lots of Kalamata olives. Trust me, though, John. Trust me, buy some Kalamata olives.
And if I don't like it, I'll bring my receipt.
Bring them to me. I'll eat them.
Oh, no. I was talking about bringing. Okay. Never mind.
I'll.
You get free food out of the deal.
I did almost get you to give me free food, didn't I? 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Welcome to the heart of farming season, brought to you by Parrish Tractor, formerly Coastal Machinery. Parrish is a family business with a heart for community, and through their products and services, they want people to feel connected to the land, to their work, and to one another. Parrish has everything from agricultural tools and resources to construction equipment, including rental solutions. With Kubota as their premier brand, they offer Kubota L-Series tractors, mowers, hay equipment, and more. Parrish Tractor, more than a tractor store. They're located on Mobile Highway in Pensacola and Ferdon Boulevard in Crestview.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss this Friday at 9 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel. The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
That gentleman is a standard issue neuralizer, but you're not going to remember that. And just because you see a black man driving in a nice car does not mean it's stolen. I stole that one, but not because I'm black.
Okay, so I get on to like Santa Rosa County Commission and Milton and, you know, all this stuff, right? Okay, I get on to them a lot for the various sillinesses, and Escambia County as well, and sometimes the Pensacola City Council. But I do want to assure you that however bad you think our local governments can be in their dysfunctionality, it can always be worse. I take you to formerly my hometown, not my hometown, but where I lived anyway, in Arizona, right outside of Phoenix. Surprise is a northwest suburb of the city of Phoenix, to the surprise city council meeting where you have a young lady who is criticizing the city attorney in Surprise in front of the city council. This is not going to end up well.
Public records requests that I have open right now that are, quote, pending legal review that I am entitled
Massey,
to request.
I've got to interrupt you here because...
Okay, are you going to stop the timer?
This is the public meeting forum that you agree to when you speak, and I want to read this to you, that there are oral communications during the city council meeting may not be used to lodge charges or complaints against any employee of the city or members of the body, regardless of whether such person is identified in the presentation by the name or by any other reference that tends to identify him or her.
That's all fine, well, and good, but that's a violation of my First Amendment rights.
Yeah, so that's, well, this is your warning, okay?
Warning and for what?
A warning for attacking the city attorney personally.
This is all factual information.
It doesn't matter.
You're violating my First Amendment rights.
This is what you agree to when you... For speaking, this is the form.
It is unconstitutional, Mayor Hall.
Well, it's not unconstitutional.
It is.
And if you're
the Supreme Court has upheld, I could get up here and I could swear at you for three straight minutes, and it is protected speech
by
the Supreme Court. It is.
No, you can't.
Why don't you look at case law?
No, you can't.
I can.
I think she's closer to right than he is. Certainly, criticizing an employee with relevant information is protected speech. That's, you know, petition the government for redress of grievance. It seems to pretty well cover that. So them trying to create a rule that you cannot criticize a city employer or a county employer or something like that does strike me as a suppression of free speech. Swearing continuously at them, it's not kicking and screaming and violent disruption, and it is during your public speaking time, and so it is content-based suppression of speech. I tend to think she's on the right track with that, having read a little bit of the case law history on this subject. They might be on stronger ground trying to stop her from swearing continuously, but if she's only swearing occasionally, or if she's, you know, not disrupting, the key is disrupting the meeting. If she was not disrupting the meeting, but she was being told what she could and couldn't say.
Oh, if you want to be
also the chair is engaged in debate.
Be escorted out of here? Do you want to be escorted out
of here?
You're
violating my First Amendment rights.
Talking.
You are violating my First Amendment rights.
That's your opinion.
It's not a matter of opinion.
Do you want to be escorted out, Ms. Massey? Because that's what's going to happen, and it's going to happen in the future also. Anytime you attack,
that's why you change the rules.
Or any.
That's why you change the rules.
This has been on the back of this form.
I understand, Mayor Hall, but that is completely unconstitutional.
No, it's
you're also.
And this is about to get a whole lot worse. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
The only delays I'm seeing, if you're getting off the Garson Point Bridge trying to either go east or west, you're going to see some major delays there through that construction zone. So just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks, John. If you're thinking about buying that next vehicle, trying to decide which one to go with or where to go, I recommend you start at Frontier Motors. They've got a great variety of good quality used cars, low miles, good condition, good prices, about 300 on the lot. Trucks, vans, SUVs, Jeeps, sedans, sports cars, you know, all the stuff. And they're organized by type, like by sedans over here and Jeeps over there and SUVs over here and minivans over there. And that means that you can go see side by side what do the various makes and models look like or feel like to you without having to go to 5, 6, 10 different places all around town. Side by side buffet type comparison. And then you can decide, do they have what I want? Do I want to buy it? Do I want to have them go looking for something that they don't have? They can do any of that for you. For more than 25 years, Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community with good quality used cars. Dave Ramsey recommends them. I recommend them. And all the bumper stickers and license plates frames in the area recommend them. Right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, back to the city council meeting where I think the woman is in the right. The city council either has rules or the mayor is trying to suppress her speech, violate her constitutional rights, and here's where it's going to get really bad.
Also engaging in debate, and so you should actually be yielding the floor to somebody else managing.
Chief, could you have somebody come down here and escort Ms. Massey
out? Really, is that necessary?
Chamber? Yes,
I think it is. In front of my 10-year-old daughter, you're going to escort
That's
me
fine.
Out for expressing my
she
First Amendment rights.
You. She can go with you.
I'm not leaving.
Well...
No.
He stepped up and he says, you can barely hear, but he says, will you step out with me, the deputy?
I'm expressing my do not touch me. Do not put your hands on me.
Can you just step out with me?
Do not put your hands on me.
Come on out.
Do not put your hands on me.
Come out with me now.
Come out with me now.
Are you detaining me?
Yes.
Why am I being detained? Under what charges? Under what charges?
Okay, so
I have personal property.
Hold on.
You cannot touch me.
Yeah, I know. She can go out there. Okay, I'll entertain a motion to go into E session.
Motion to go into E session.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're going into E session.
Now, I don't know any of the background. I don't know any of the players. I don't know what history they might have, but he's in the wrong. She's in the right. Now, if the police officer is leading you out, you can't resist. Okay? You figure this out later with a lawsuit against the city, but she's trying to speak, and they're trying to tell her that she can't speak about certain subjects or speak in certain ways, and they don't have the right to do that. She's in the right about that. I'm not a lawyer, but that's, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong about that. But, of course, once the police show up and start to take, I understand why she's frustrated. I understand why she's upset. I think she's being bullied and harassed. But it is not the cops' fault. Now, cops also have to use good judgment. But I think in that situation, you're there to do pretty much what the mayor tells you. But what if the mayor tells you to do something that does violate somebody's constitutional rights? That is a hard spot for a cop to be in. And he tries to be very gentle with her and, you know, slowly go hands-on with her. She obviously got very agitated and reacted how she reacted and maybe overreacted eventually. But however bad you think Milton and Santa Rosa are, there's always surprise.